Look, I'm fully aware of how much COVID has messed with our lives this past year. Many of us, for the first time in our lives, have felt trapped, stuck, or even helpless. Now imagine that not just being a year, but a life or a generation of being stuck. That's what happens to kids caught in the cycle of poverty. They are truly stuck. But there is good news. This doesn't have to be their story.
And that's where you come in. I'm sure you didn't wake up this morning thinking, I'm going to be a hero today, but you can. For $38 a month, just about a dollar a day, you can make sure a child living in poverty gets the things they need not only to survive, but to thrive.
You provide your sponsored child food, a better education, clean water, and medical treatment. And here's what I love about partnering with Food for the Hungry. Your gift also helps other kids in the community. So you're not just helping one child, but you're also helping their friends a little as well, because FH wants to build up the entire community.
The other really important part is you get to write to your child and encourage them. This is your faith in action, and your support and the words you share with them will carry and inspire them to accomplish more than they even dreamed possible for themselves.
With everything going on, I know it's easy just to take care of ourselves and put this off till tomorrow, but kids living in poverty, tomorrow feels like an eternity. Plus, I'm telling you that sponsoring one of our Food for the Hungry kids will not only help them, but it will also change you. There is such joy in helping innocent kids who didn't ask for or do anything to deserve this. And we've been blessed with so much in our lives. It's a blessing to be able to sponsor these amazing kids.
It only takes a minute and costs you nothing to see if this is even for you. So check it out, fh.org/Wally Show. Again, that's fh.org/Wally Show. You can also follow FH on Instagram and Twitter.
Welcome to the Wally Show Aftercast. If you're new, this is where we get to some of the stuff we did not get to during the course of the show. Maybe some life stuff here and there, or things that, honestly, people on the radio can't handle. And I got a call. Oh, I need to undo what I deleted because I have a call from the show today that we couldn't hear on the show, but I think it was funny enough for the Aftercast. Okay, I got it back. We'll get to that in a minute, though. Here's some of the stuff we didn't get to today. We were talking the other day about David Crowder doing things to make people like happier. And he says, you know, by doing these things to make other people happy, it kind of protects my own mental health. And one of his creative ideas was, I will, buy something that I want, but then send it to somebody else instead. Like, I thought he would say, get two of them. But he's like, no, deny myself to then give it to somebody else. And I thought, oh, that's a really good idea. And it kind of gave me the idea, like, we've got some people painting our house. So it's a dad, like an adult dad, and his adult son, and then his adult son's son. So the dad, the son, and the grandson.
Three generations
all there. And this grandson's only like 8. He's this cool little kid. And so, like, I was trying to think about this because his son is just kind of bored sitting in there in a house while his father and grandfather paint. And we took our TV off the wall so they could paint. And so I set the TV up on the couch and just like had it propped there, and then ran and got cords and plugged everything in. And I set it up so he could play Mario Kart.
Oh, nice.
And so he played Mario Kart for like an hour and then played Smash Brothers. And so we had a good time. And so then I was thinking, how can I ratchet it up today? Because they're going to be there again today painting. And I saw on my Ring doorbell, he's there. And I'm like, oh my gosh, ice cream sundae bar. Like, we should do an ice cream sundae bar.
Now you're on a diet. Are you going to partake?
I'm not going to.
So it's just for them.
Exactly. It's just for them. And as I started thinking about this, because Betty Rock was like, well, you know, they're never going to leave if you make it too
yeah,
nice.
Yeah, they're going to want to come back.
I know. But I'm like, I was like, you know, no, it, when you start thinking of other people and you think of other nice things you could do for other people, it actually does do something inside of you. And it's like, oh, this is just kind of fun. You know,
now, every job,
scoop, yes.
Every job that person does after,
yep.
Every job that family does after yeah. this, though, is going to be a letdown.
Oh, yeah. That's my goal. That's my ultimate goal, is to have them go to the next job and be like, well, this stinks.
Leave them disappointed.
Yeah, but remembering back to, boy, that was kind of fun. And honestly, though, too, I mean, like, it's kind of an extension of our faith, you know? I've always, when I was younger and, like, I was out of work at one time, and somebody did something nice for my kid, it meant the world to me.
Sure.
Like, and it resonated with me and it stuck with me. And so for me, like, I mean, I can tip these guys or what have you, but like doing something nice and creative, I think, for his kid is the thing that people remember.
Oh, so you're looking to get out of a tip.
No. That's a good thought. yeah, I'll pay you an ice cream. But we work at home a lot. We all take our work home with us and work. And so I was working and editing and explaining what I do. And then, and I guess he kind of knew Way FM and knew the show and stuff too. So like everything is even now more an extension of my faith. How I treat people, it should always be that way. And mm-hmm. and so like for me, it's now even more important too that I treat people well. But the byproduct of all of that is in doing so,
leave them disappointed.
No, it's that it's something that's it really does make you feel good inside yourself, and it kind of rights maybe some of the things that are out of balance in your life for a minute, you know? And so it's cool. I can't wait to get home today and make some ice cream sundaes. This is going to be funny. I'm going to find out the kid's lactose intolerant, and it's going to have a huge...
Allergic.
A huge problem. But anyway, I'll let you know how it goes. Speaking of, things going on in the world, Chris Harrison, you know him from The Bachelor. This is not going to be a whole Bachelor thing like a long time on yesterday, but he announced yesterday in a joint statement with ABC that he's officially out. He's not coming back to host The Bachelor. Now, do you remember what the controversy was that made him step down?
I don't.
Gavin, yes. You remember?
Yeah.
Okay.
The situation where he made a comment on yes. the girl who was being... sort of thrown to the wolves for her, what was it, antebellum party.
It was, yeah, she was in college. She went to an antebellum party where they all dressed up. And in this heightened sense of racism today, everyone made her out to be a racist. They're like, you're a racist, blah, blah, blah. She's like, I went to a party and we dressed up. Like, she was like, she's not a racist. And then they had her on the, because she won The Bachelor with Matt James. And then Matt James dumped her and like, she needs to do better. Yeah. She needs to work on herself. And now they're dating again. He was
they are?
Oh, yeah, yeah. He was a coward.
She worked on herself.
He was a coward. And I will stand by that. I don't care what race you are. He was a coward, and he gave in because he knew she wasn't a racist, and he gave in to that pressure, and so he folded, man, because people were like, dude, you got to get rid of her. And so he folded, and now that she's done the work or spent the time, now it's okay to be associated with her, which was garbage. Like, it should have never gotten to that point, but that's what we do today. We just let everything go to these insane things. Same thing with Chris Harrison. So he's talking to one of the former Bachelor who's a black woman, another Rachel, and he says, he asked this simple question, you know, he says, is that a bad look, you know, today versus 1998, whenever it happened? And Rachel said, it's a bad look anytime. And so then Chris was kind of defending the other Rachel because she was getting canceled. Chris Harrison said, you know, let me find it real quick. He defended her statements, and he said, the Bachelorette alum was a victim of so-called cancel culture, and I'm just asking for some grace. Then he had to later apologize for asking for grace for her.
So
apologize
silly.
For asking for grace and asking yeah. people not to be canceled. Asking someone who is not a genuine bona fide racist to not be canceled is not a thing you need to ask grace for. Stop it. Stop it. This ridiculous world we're living in. I get it. Call out racism when it's racism. Abso-stinking-lutely. If she was a racist, yes. You know, call that out. Call it for what it is. If you want to cancel it, cancel it. But man alive, don't do it to everything because you're oversensitive. And because then it makes anything that really is... it has a pushback effect, and then people aren't going to take it seriously, or they're just going to chalk it up to some other, oh, you're just being like this again, and write it off where it doesn't need to be written off, you know? And so I think it's really crazy. But his agreement, they're agreeing to not disclose anything because he got like a separation agreement. I think he got paid. Because he was an executive producer, so he got paid to walk
he's
away.
He's okay.
Oh, he's going to be fine. He's yeah. gonna be fine. And he'll just be calling up some of the girls from The Bachelor anyway.
Yeah, because didn't he get a divorce?
He did, yeah. Ooh. Uh-huh. That was another scandal during this. Like, I mean, he's surrounded by all these women that are here to meet this other guy, but then he's like, hey, you know. Mm-hmm.
And so Plan B.
Yeah, I mean, like, yeah, it started maybe making his mind think. And that's another thing, man. Like, that's an issue where... everybody, I don't care if you're a man, you're a woman, and maybe even more so women in this case, is you have to protect your heart and your mind because that thing that you give an inch to can run on you. And women, typically, the affair starts with the emotional affair.
Mm-hmm.
It starts with that getting something from somebody else that you're not getting from your marriage. And thinking, oh, this could be better, and then that's where it like snowballs and mm-hmm. things like that. And I think women have to be just as vigilant as men. You know,
For sure. Yeah. I would agree. Yeah. Yes.
Let me see. You know what? That's it for me today. I have a library. I have a Library of Congress thing, but it's really not that interesting.
Did you want to play that call?
Yes. Oh, yes. Thank you. Good. Thank you. Yes. Yes.
Good memory.
Yes. Thank you, Rock. Okay. So what happens is we will be doing something on the show, and I can see the phone lines that ring. And if we're not doing a specific content break at the time asking for calls or whatever, you never know what's going to just randomly show mm-hmm. up. And it's the lady or the tiger. Sometimes it's a really funny thing, and like, oh, that was awesome. And other times it is just, oh, we got stuck by the whammy and someone mm-hmm. angry, or the people won't let you go. And then it gets into like where you can't get to the next thing you got to get to. And so Betty Rock, you know, will be from time to time, do you want to take this? And I'm like,
well, sometimes if I see like we talk about something, yeah. like for instance, you had just gotten done with this. Do you, what was it called? What this song needs?
Oh, no, this is the online waste of time that we did based on the kid who was screaming in his choir.
Oh, that's right. That's right. Okay. So I thought, well, people are going to have opinions about this, and it could be good, could be bad, could be funny.
Always scares me, though, when I go to that call.
When I see the phone line ring, I leave it up to you. Yeah. And then a lot of times you blame me. You say, if it goes wrong, you're like, that's your fault.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
But if it goes right, I don't hear a word from you.
Yeah, but if it goes wrong and I pick it, you're like, I told you not to do it. You know?
Well, yeah, because you give it to me all the time.
Okay, so you'll even hear the beginning of us debating whether or not to take the call. Ringing earlier. You're
screwing then don't
me.
Do it. Don't do it. Don't do it. Don't.
Hey, it's the Wally Show. Who's this?
Hey, good morning. This is Allie. How are you?
I'm good, Allie. What's going on?
I was listening to Betty talk to board or share the video of the little boy with the big vocal cords.
Yeah, the kid just, rah, so good.
That's the one. And, you know, there's always that one kid in anything that happens. And when my youngest was graduating from kindergarten, they had the big graduation ceremony at the church with the white caps and gowns. And all the littles had to come up on stage and tell what they wanted to be when they grew up. You know, the girls were nurses and teachers, and the boys are firemen and policemen, until the one little boy came up and said, when I grow up, I want to work at the carnival and the taco stand and live in an apartment with all my friends. And I was like, there's the local pothead right there.
That's so funny.
Isn't that fabulous? That was great. I don't know who his mama was. I think she left right then. I'm not sure. So
yeah, he might have been a ward of the state. So that's so good. Well, if you're gonna call him a pothead, I can say that he doesn't have a mom. Okay. Yeah, that didn't make the show today.
That was a good call.
Oh, absolutely a good call. But that was a person that listens to the show. So we do have, you know, I always talk about the difference between potties and people that listen terrestrially. But that's somebody that has a really good sense of humor. I mean, she called the kid a potty. Oh, so funny. I love segments on the show. We should just do a whole new segment of That Would Never Air on K-Love, our competitor, our radio competitor. Like,
every
that'd be
day.
Great. I strive and I take great pride in things that cannot air on that station. That makes me laugh, honestly, because Gavin hit it. Gavin, like, my sense of humor is a little wrong, and so Gavin hit it. Like, when things get really sugary, I have an aversion to that, and like, and when we were doing that whole psychoanalyze Wally thing that day, and he had said, you know, you just want people to know that you could be that other guy again and not be the sugary sweet person that you think you have to be or that people perceive you to be. Mm-hmm. And I think there's definitely some truth in that. Mm-hmm. And I like it when there's other people like that lady. She's just as messed up as me. Maybe even more so.
I don't know.
Oh, yeah. She loves
she wouldn't. She wouldn't call K-Love, don't think, to make that comment.
Absolutely
I think in
not.
Essence, she feels comfortable calling us. Yeah. Probably definitely doesn't expect to get on air,
sure,
I would say, but she just is like, oh, let's see if I can like tell them this funny little thought I had.
There are people that definitely call this show because, and that's what I love about it, you're right, because they are comfortable, they'll be messing with us, you know, and I love that, like, that's funny to me, like, good, give it to us, we give it to people too, and they wouldn't do that to other people, which I love, and that's a good thing. So, all right, Lady Rock, what do you got?
So Kanye has his own clothing line, Yeezy.
Yeezys.
And they make, I was just showing Gavin before the show started, a new shoe that they have out, and it's a knit shoe.
Knit?
Yeah. So it looks more like a sock than it does a shoe, and they're selling for a lot of money. Anyways, he just released through Gap, you know, the chain store, released a new coat. and doesn't have a zipper. It's bright blue and it's very fluffy.
It's puffy. Yeah, it's like a puffy coat.
Yeah. Selling it for $200. Well, so many people wanted that coat that the whole Gap website just crashed.
Really?
And they couldn't get it. So I'm going to post this on our stories later. If you follow us on Facebook or Instagram, you'll see it and you can vote whether you would take one, spend the $200, no, or get hypothermia instead.
Oh, yeah.
But my vote would be hypothermia. Oh,
absolutely. Absolutely. And I saw it.
It would make you look like a big, like a fat Smurf.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's not like a really cool jacket.
I don't have to do anything to look like a
fat. Yeah. Well, just the blue.
Okay.
Sorry.
Is this it?
Yes, that is it.
Okay.
Yeah, I've seen it.
This is so weird looking.
Yeah, I mean, it's whatever.
It looks like an inflatable.
I'll be honest with you, I'm surprised it's only $200. That's
surprising.
Oh, me
too. I'm surprised too.
Because they're probably kicking themselves because they probably could have charged $500 for it
and made
you know, over double their money. And still, there's people that will part with that kind of money all the time.
And then I think, am I going to see somebody in it? Like passing the street one day and I'm like,
I hope not.
That's one of them Yeezy coats.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I don't get fashion.
It's so bad.
I shop at, man, I'm telling you, I shop at Target, I shop at Kohl's, Les Kohl's, and Marshall's. I'll do a lap through TJ Maxx when I'm feeling bougie.
Didn't even say that right.
Bougie. I know, bougie. That's how I say it, not bougie. Yeah, I say it bougie because I want to be like really different. But Marshall's is the best for guys. Honestly, $8, $12 shirts, the best.
Yeah, and Walmart's getting better, too.
Walmart, I'm not mad at Walmart.
No.
I'm not mad at Walmart fashion.
Actually, a lot of people are getting mad at Target. I see on TikTok all the time of girls that are trying on dresses there, and they make fun of them all the time. And they do. They look like something between Little House on the Prairie and a country bumpkin.
Oh, you mean
clown,
just the style? Oh, really?
Yeah, it's okay. Just bad.
They're buyers buying some weird stuff then.
Yeah,
okay.
I don't know what they're thinking.
Oh, man. Down at my Target the other day, like some lady, did you see this? Some lady like stabbed herself. She opened a knife from the like kitchen section and then stabbed herself a bunch of times.
On purpose?
Oh,
yeah, on
goodness.
Purpose.
What?
And like, I don't know. I never heard what the finish of the story. Like, was she trying to say somebody stabbed her? But they pulled video footage and they had the section all roped off with police tape and cops. There's blood everywhere, I guess.
Really?
And,
hell, Target.
And, yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
And they were trying to, they pulled the tape to see if she was attacked.
Oh,
But I don't know what happened. I do know that they shut down for 3 minutes.
3 minutes. Yeah,
and kept going. I'm like, they're not even going to shut down. Like, they just kept you out of that aisle. Hey, you can't buy any knives for like 10 minutes. Is that okay with everybody?
Oh,
fine.
Gosh.
Like, how crazy is that,
yeah,
man?
That's weird.
Yeah, that's one of those weird stories. Like, if you're there, that would cause you some great, to be concerned.
Yeah, if you saw that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, can you imagine, like, some kid sitting there watching that happen? Or if you're watching that, you're like, what do I do? Do I jump in and try to stop her? Like, that's really weird.
Yeah, I don't know.
I saw this great body cam footage the other day of a lady trying to jump off a bridge, and she was just going, and a cop reaches over and grabs her, and he's holding on to her for a while. Then another cop gets there, and he's holding on to her. Then a bystander just stops and helps get her back over the wall. So you got these three big guys all grabbing this lady over the wall to save her and protect her. And I couldn't help but think as people drove by, I'm sure people probably thought, oh, they're arresting her. They're like hurting this woman. I was like, no, they're helping this lady, you know, saving her life. But you wouldn't know what to do sometimes in those situations. You know, how do you intervene and stop somebody from doing harm to themselves?
And it says she's 28.
Oh, really? Oh, wow.
She's young.
Yeah, that's way too young. Well, it's too young for anything. Anytime's not, there's not an age limit on it. But yeah,
no, but still.
That seems sad. So, all right. Anyway.
On that note,
hey, birthdays!
happy birthday!
Hey. Hey. It's you. It's your birthday. We party. Hey,
Miranda wants to wish her 12-year-old son Mac.
Sorry,
happy
Mac.
Birthday.
Mac, forget everything we just said before that. I hope you just fast forwarded to the end and like, happy birthday! Clowns and balloons and puppies and kittens. Yay!
Said he loves to talk, so loves Legos and camping.
Yes, Legos are great. You know you can buy Legos in the Target. No, just kidding.
Oh boy. Question. He wants to know everyone's favorite Star Wars character.
Oh, this is tough. Like, Gavin's the Star Wars. I don't think Betty Rock could name 10 Star Wars characters.
No. I couldn't tell you the difference between Star Wars and Star Trek.
No, I know. You did that the other day. You got them mixed up.
They all look the same to me.
I'm going to have to go with Han Solo. He played by his own rules. He was a rebel. Yeah, I Han Solo would be my favorite. Gavin?
I do think Han Solo, because we recently rewatched episodes 4 through 6, and his humor is, like, absolutely stand out in those first three movies.
Yeah.
Because I think without him, you probably have this amazing, you know, like, you know, Jedis and all the Star Wars stuff. But he adds the real human element to
and
it.
And he adds
who is he?
He's Han Solo.
Is he
Harrison
human?
Ford.
Yeah, Harrison Ford.
Oh, okay.
Ford.
Yeah.
Like, but he also adds, like, a little bit of manliness there. Luke was such a crybaby whiner.
He's a kid.
Yeah, he just whined the entire time. I didn't realize it. Like, when I was a kid, I was like, this is so great. And then I went back and watched it as an adult.
Oh, my dad's evil.
I know. Like, oh, my life is so bad. I have one arm. I couldn't get over it. I know. I couldn't get over his.
Now, thing. I do have... Based only because of memes.
Yeah.
I really like Baby Yoda.
Oh, yeah.
But that's from The Mandalorian.
But still Star Wars canon.
Yeah, it is. But yeah.
But like, funny. Yeah,
they're so good. And he's so cute in the show if you watch it all the way through.
But yeah. I love the memes that they use with him in it.
I love some of the things people buy. Like with Baby Yoda on, like, shirts. I saw the ugliest Baby Yoda shirt the other day, and some guy wearing it. Like, I'm sure he bought it while he was on vacation at the Star Wars land in Disney World or something. And it's just hideous.
We have a stuffed Yoda at home.
Do you really? So, yeah. A Baby Yoda?
Yeah.
Oh, that's good. Oh
yeah. A regular Yoda would be weird.
Yeah, it'd be creepy.
But Baby Yoda, yeah, he's cute.
Yeah. I mean, he is a cute little character. I never got past the first Mandalorian. I watched episode 1. And that was as far as I got.
That's fair.
Yeah, I mean, Star Wars has kind of run its course for me. I loved it as a kid, and I had some of the action figures, and I loved it. But then it just got further and further away from what I liked about it, and now it's just an action movie in space.
There are a lot of tiers to it where you've got, like, the big movies, you've got the cartoon shows, which I love, and then you have I've watched a lot of those a few times.
Really? Like,
I think they're really good because I think the movies can only say so much, and out past the first 3 movies, I don't like the last 6 that they've done.
Right.
And the shows bring it all together in a really good way. But then they come out with these more, you know, like adult, it's like the movie, but it's not a cartoon. Mm-hmm. Like, these shows that they have, and they have, I mean, 4 more coming out in the next few years.
Do they really?
So if you think that the market is saturated now, it's going to be tenfold within the next decade.
Well, I saw Solo, which was just the Han Solo story.
I like that one.
Yeah, I didn't think that was bad, so I liked that. But yeah, but they've run through. Are they writing new ones for this?
I think
because
so.
The book series is done now.
I think
right?
that we're. I think we're done with the Skywalker saga because that's what these 9 movies have been.
Right,
and it's all about Skywalker and, like, boring. So I think that they're going to try and do something more original. Because I'm never a fan of, like, if you have 9 movies, don't try to continue the story. Like, there's a really big universe there. Like, tell a new story.
Right.
It might not go over so well right at first, but we just don't need another Death Star blowing up.
No, that was always my problem with it before. Like, yeah, you blew up another Death Star the same exact way. Like, no one put, like, a piece of cotton in that hole where they shoot the Death Star photon torpedoes. Just put something, anything. Just put anything in there. It'll
block
stop it. Yeah, yeah. Put Baby Yoda in there.
Oh, no.
Stop it.
Don't save Baby Yoda.
All right. I think that is going to do it for our nerd talk, and that's going to also do it for your aftercast for today. And as always, thanks for being a potty.